Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name's Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, that you can have and find here every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m., where we are all about real news and great conversation. I'm about to have one of those great conversations with my next most fabulous guest. She is a current Dane County Circuit Court judge, a former prosecutor. She's now running for the state Supreme Court. It is early voting already, everybody, for the primaries. You can go early vote. And of course, the general election on which you will see her name, that is April 1st. Please ensure that you know that you are registered to vote, that you indeed have a plan to vote by going to myvote.wi.gov. And with that, a very warm welcome to Judge Susan Crawford. Thanks for making time, Judge. We really appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure to be here, Maggie. Thanks so much for having me.
I was really excited to see your column today in the Cap Times. You're introducing yourself to Wisconsin, telling them a little bit about your background. I am a native Wisconsinite myself, also a lawyer, longtime public servant. So it was really lovely to see your background. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and about your family.
Yeah, well, thank you, Maggie. So I grew up in Chippewa Falls, the western part of the state. I was part of a family with four kids. My dad was an engineer with a degree from UW-Madison that he earned on the GI Bill after serving in Korea. My mom is a third-generation Wisconsinite from Greene County. And my great-grandpa started a barbershop on the square in Monroe, Wisconsin, back in the 1860s. So we've got some deep family roots in Wisconsin. And I'm now married. I've been married for about 25 years. I have two kids who are now young adults who I'm very proud of that I raised right here in Wisconsin. And I'm running for the Supreme Court because I have really spent my whole career working to enforce our laws and protect people's rights under our Constitution. And I think I have a great experience for the role and want to be a fair, impartial justice on our Supreme Court.
So, Judge Crawford, every single candidate for the Supreme Court says these things. How can people tell the difference between candidates if they're saying those same sorts of things?
You know, I think that's a fair question, Maggie. And in this particular race, I think that the difference is pretty stark between myself and my opponent, Brad Schimmel. He has had a career as a partisan politician, has a career of working to take rights away from people, has pursued a really extreme agenda as a partisan politician, and is running this race very much as if it were a partisan race, saying what positions he takes on cases that are currently pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, prejudging those cases, that's prejudicial to the parties in those cases. It's not proper for judges to comment on pending cases like that, but he's doing it because he wants people, I guess, to know what his agenda is. And, you know, he has often worked to take rights away from people, including things like reproductive health care rights. I, on the other hand, have never held partisan office. I've never been involved in partisan politics. And, you know, as I said, I've worked hard throughout my career to protect the rights of Wisconsinites under our laws and Constitution. And that's what I want to do on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
It's interesting to me, right, that most, as we look at the... As we look at the past Supreme Court races in this state, we've seen more and more money coming in, and they have appeared, I think, to every regular person in the state of Wisconsin as increasingly partisan. Unfortunately, my opinion is that I think the manner in which some of the decisions being rendered by the Supreme Court, even the manner in which they're written, have started to reflect this additional partisanship. How do you, Judge Crawford, propose to fight against that trend, to really push back on our judicial system, on our legal system, for the system that we have, imperfect though it may be, of deciding disputes between party, deciding and articulating the rights of people, to step it back from that partisan ledge? How will you approach cases And what has your philosophy been as a lawyer and as a judge and as you propose to be as a Supreme Court justice to help pull us back from the abyss that we seem to be on the precipice of?
Yeah, I think that's an important question. And my approach as a judge is to it's pretty common sense, I would say. First of all, I work to get the facts right. So you have to listen to the evidence and evaluate what are the true facts of the case. I think the truth is a really important and unfortunately kind of overlooked quality in our politics. It's not overlooked in our justice system, or it shouldn't be. So finding out what the truth is, and then figuring out how the law should be applied to those facts after listening to the attorneys make their arguments. Often they have different interpretations of how the law should be applied. And then making a common sense judgment that protects people as the law was intended, to make sure that the law is being used or our Constitution is being used to protect the people in front of me. And I never lose sight of the fact that every case in front of me involves real people with real problems. And it's really important for a judge to put that first and foremost. The decisions I make are not abstract principles. They are decisions that are going to affect real people's lives. And that's what I'll do on the Wisconsin Supreme Court as well. And there's kind of an additional layer to that on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because Supreme Court decisions establish precedent that applies throughout all of the courts in the state, all the state courts. And so as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I will also consider how the court's decisions are going to be applied in those future cases and how they will affect real people's lives in future cases. So that's my approach. I think it's really a matter of common sense and a way to make sure that we're using our laws to protect people. That's what they're for.
Folks, I'm joined by Judge Susan Crawford, current Dane County Circuit Court judge, candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You will find her on your ballot on April 1st. Be sure that you are registered and ready to vote by going to myvote.wi.gov. Judge Crawford, I was the chief legal officer of the Corporation Counsel for Milwaukee County for many years. I now do a very political talk radio show. When I took my job from Milwaukee County, I came to that job as a human being with my own set of personal beliefs and frankly, political preferences. And one of the tasks that I had, one of the duties that I had, was to the best of my ability, with an incredible amount of humility, to try to check those beliefs, check my political preferences at the door, and to follow and exercise my judgments and my obligations in that office in a nonpartisan, objective way. How do you propose even writ large, talking very generally to judges, how do you manage your personal beliefs and your personal political preferences when you put on that robe and you're called to really rise above that? How do you actually do that? Because it's a bit of a trick. We're all human beings.
Right. Well, I've been a judge now for about 6.5 years. And as you make from being a lawyer to being a judge, that's something that you learn how to do very quickly. As a lawyer, you are always an advocate. You're fighting for a cause for your client in the courtroom. So, in my case, I fought for public school teachers when the government was taking away their rights in the workplace. I was fighting for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and their doctors when the government was trying to get between women and their doctors. And those were some cases with some political ramifications to them, in that they arose out of legislation that was controversial and, divided people. So as a judge, I apply the law. And I make decisions every day that I really strive to be unbiased and impartial, and to look at what the purposes are of the law. In my view, the law is a tool to resolve disputes and to protect people's rights, and that's how I view it. So I've had a lot of practice now as a judge in maintaining impartiality and making fair decisions. And that's why it is, you know, so really disappointing to me and upsetting to me to see my opponent running his campaign for the Wisconsin Supreme Court as if it was a partisan campaign, taking positions on pending issues like that 1849 law before that's now pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He says it should be upheld as a criminal ban on all abortions in our state. He's been saying that on the campaign trail. And that, because it's a case that's pending in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, he shouldn't be doing that. It's prejudicial to the parties in that case. It shows his bias, and you won't hear me doing that.
If I can, Judge, and again, with great respect to your service and to your intention to approach cases impartially, you noted in your last response that you, in the past, have been a lawyer for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Given that, how can Wisconsin voters be assured that, again, you will approach the cases challenging that 1849 law, requiring you to address reproductive freedoms in an impartial way, given that you have represented as an attorney an organization that advocates for reproductive freedoms?
Right. Well, I think it's important for voters to know what my experience is, what I have worked on throughout my career, for them to know that I have stood up in the courtroom and fought for the rights of people whose rights were being taken away from them by the government. My opponent's never done that. And in fact, he has, signed onto lawsuits when he was the Republican Attorney General during Scott Walker's administration to try to overturn the Affordable Care Act and take health insurance away from thousands of Wisconsinites. So I think voters deserve to know what our histories are and what we've worked for throughout our careers, and to make their choices based on who they think is going to be a fair justice on the Supreme Court.
I'd like to play for you very briefly a bit of sound. This is your opponent talking about his fundraising activities.
Yeah.
She got in the race 3 weeks before that deadline was up, raised $460,000 in 3 weeks. You can't do that. The way I'm doing it is by calling and begging people, cajoling, buying, you know, stopping at Menards for a new set of knee pads every couple days. That's how I have to raise the money. Their money's just going to flow in.
This is your opponent explicitly stating that he is on the phone soliciting funds. Your response to that, Judge Crawford?
Well, I think you probably know, Maggie, that the judicial rules prohibit candidates for judicial office, including candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, from asking people for financial contributions to their campaign. And I strictly follow that rule. It sounds to me like Brad Schimmel is not following that rule, and it's disappointing to hear.
It's stunning to me, this is my own commentary, not the judges, that someone that is trying to be one of the individuals in this state charged with interpreting and enforcing the law himself finds, maybe I'll follow those laws, those rules and ethical regulations for judges and judicial candidates with such disdain. Very briefly, Judge Crawford, let's end on a bit of a lighter note. It is so very serious on the campaign trail. People are getting to know you and your family. Tell us all something that we might be a little surprised to hear that Judge Susan Crawford is all about. A surprising fact about you, if you've got one, Judge.
Oh, gosh, Maggie, you're putting me on the spot.
Favorite?
You know, I will put my chocolate chip cookies up against anybody else in the state. I am a damn good cookie baker, and that's what I'll give you.
I love it. We're going to be eating Judge Crawford's chocolate chip cookies next time. Maybe I'll give you a few of my macadamia nut ones, and we'll have a little cookie off next time. Hope to have you back soon. Folks, that is Judge Susan Crawford, candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, current Dane County Circuit Court. My thanks to you, Susan, for your time this afternoon. Can't wait to have you back. When we come back, I'm going to give you some closing thoughts for the day. Maybe I'll go down a wee bit of a cookie rabbit hole with each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.